Welcome to Western Sydney Health Check, a podcast shining a light on the unique health issues impacting the communities of Western Sydney. I'm Natalie Nordhaus from the Western Sydney Local Health District Media Unit, and it is great to have your company. We are returning after a break with a special podcast on female genital mutilation. This refers to the practice of partial or complete removal or cutting of the external female genitalia. This procedure is most often performed on girls or young women. We are joined by Dipti Zachariah, Multicultural Health Services Team Leader at Western Sydney Local Health District, and Nat, a member of her team. We are honoured to share their stories. Please note, this podcast discusses sensitive issues and listener discretion is advised.
Hi, I'm Dipti Zachariah. I work with Multicultural Health Services. I'm the Statewide and Specialist Programs Team Leader, and my portfolio focuses on the New South Wales Education Program on FGMC, Women's Health, the Bilingual Community Education, Youth Health, and Maternal Health. And I have with me my colleague, Nat. Nat.
Yeah, hi, thanks, Dipti. My name is Nat, and I'm also Community Education Officer, responsible for delivering education to the community who are affected to at the risk of FGMC.
Thank you, Nat. It's been an interesting couple of weeks and an interesting couple of weeks going forward. And as a district, we are celebrating International Day of Zero Tolerance for FGMC. We have the International Women's Day, and we have Harmony Day coming up in a couple of weeks' time. And I just wanted to have a chat with you and understand things around women's empowerment, especially in the context of all these celebrations in such a diverse district as Western Sydney Local Health District, which we are a part of. We live here, we work here, and do life here. Aren't we amazing? We are amazing, and we serve an amazing community. And Nat, I also want you to share from your own personal experiences before we focus on your work. I'd like to know your thoughts around the statement, when women are given equal opportunities to earn, learn, and lead, communities thrive. Would you be able to share something on this?
I believe that, especially from coming from the coal community or even like an African young person or woman, being able to be empowered, to have your voice, because you always, as if you are a refugee person who lived sometime in a time that you are a refugee, and then you always, your voice has always been dismissed, your voice has always been not heard. So being able to be empowered to speak up, and even just to begin a space to tell your story, I think it's empowerment.
Telling your story and giving your voice back to you again.
Absolutely.
And what has your experience been around getting your voice back again, Nat, and inspiring other women?
I think it haven't been an easy journey, I would say it, coming from a place that you speak a language which is not English, arriving in a country that doesn't recognize your language, doesn't recognize your the education that you get. And also you're trying to, you know, to gain the language, to speak English and pursue education is a very tough journey to take, I think, alongside. It's just, it's take the courage, it takes, and sometimes when people will tell you that you cannot do it, you know, you're illiterated, you know, your writing is not right, you can't do. But in spite of inability to do, is because we, people who come from the trauma, they are quite resilient, they're quite strong. So it's just like you persist saying that, you know, I will prove myself that I'm able to become, and also for the generation to come. Like I remember when I was doing medical science degree at UNSW, I did bachelor of medical science. So when I go for tests, for doing examination, for example, for biology or anatomy, always I'll be the person who be questioned at the door. Are you sure that you are in the right place? Or because I don't look like I can do the anatomy test. So it's always you being questioned every single time. So you're always mindful of how you behave, how you act, just to prove that actually I am black, but you know, I'm able to, there's no difference between me and other ethnicity. Like I'm intelligent as well, and I'm able to, you know, to perform and to do. So it's a journey that is always has been tough, but we persist and we have the ability to just overcome and prove ourselves that we can actually be where we are now.
That's fantastic, Nat. And you are an overcomer. And what an overcomer. You've actually achieved the highest degree. I understand you're a PhD from Sydney University. So you've actually proven. Could you share with us, with our audience, like, what are some things that kept you going?
I think what's kept me going, I lost my father when I was 5 years old. And he was a nurse. And his focus was really giving to the community and helping the community. And as in young age, losing a father is something is very hard. But it's, he loved education and he wanted his girls to get education. So this is what's kept me going. Like, it's just remembering my father, just to make my dad proud, actually. And in spite of whatever was happening, I'm always saying that, you know, Dad, I will always, you know, achieve what you wanted me to be, to become. I wanted to become a medical doctor, but it's, you know, the language barrier and the struggle beats prevented me to become. But it's I pursued a PhD in the area that I was interested in women health and children health. And now I can give back the voice of the community, really, working in the FGMC.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic, Nat. And giving a voice back to the community, making your dad proud and continuing his what he started and his love for people and education. And you are working with the New South Wales Education and Program and FGM. What a fantastic person we have to work in that community space. And just reflecting on that and the recently celebrated International Day of Zero Tolerance, and I know you have a great event lined up in the first week of March. I want us to hear, how do you work with these women? You know, how do you celebrate their resilience? And I know the topic this year is on survivorship, on survivors. How do these women manage? They're cut, but not broken.
I think when I, first thing, like working with the community, for me personally, I work with my community. I work with my family. I work with my aunties. I work with my grandmother. So they are not just a bilingual community educated, but they're the people who went through the struggle as I am. They are the people who went through trauma as I am. So it's like we created a space for the women. I'm also was given an opportunity to be empowered, Dipti. And I thank you for helping me, for pushing me through also to be able to speak up. I'm not a person who really who speak up, but I've been, other people believed in me and they pushed me and they gave me space and voice to be able to speak. And this is the same also things that apply now with the Berlin community educators. We build the capacity, but we give them a space also for them to be able to speak up for themselves. We empower them. And the International Zero Tolerance Days is a space where we, as the theme saying that her voice, her future, we wanted to give them platform really to thrive and to speak up about their story, telling the story. It's part of journey of healing us as well. So it's what I have learned, I'm also applying them to the community. So the female genital mutilation is also known by different name. People call it cutting, people call it circumcision, but also the affected community have various term for it. Women who survive the FGMC, they're actually struggling. It's not just what's happened when they're 5 years old, 6 years old, but this is a lifelong struggle. We can take granted, for example, just menstruation period. So the struggle is real, and it doesn't just end with the cutting, but this is a lifelong struggle. Women having a flashback would be mentally, still a memory back from what have happened to them, but also even during the delivery, just, you know, giving birth, which should be a time of rejoicing. But for those who are affected, it's actually another scar down there for them. So it's a real struggle that the women are actually affected by.
Absolutely, Nat, and I think you've been so generous with that, because I've seen the kind of work you worked alongside them. You've not spoken down to them, you've spoken with them, and that's fantastic. And just from a Western Sydney local health district perspective, for us as staff, as clinicians, as allied health, as receptionists, as people who work in the food, in media, the transport, what are two things you'd like us to take away when working with the communities we serve in Western Sydney?
I think you need to see them as equally as you are. They are intelligent community. They've been through a lot, but they're resilient. And if you're just able to to give them equal opportunity, to perceive them as their equal as you are, whether you are a medical practitioner, whether you are allied health workers, or whether in every aspect, because women always sometimes the health system failing them, and this is what become the barrier for access. So if we can become a bridge for them, like you know, just giving them an ability to actually trust us more, I think this will go a long way for the vulnerable community who are affected by the FGMC.
Okay, treating people as equal. I have two more people messages that I'd like you to give. What about young people? You've had such a fantastic journey. What would you tell them, people from multicultural communities and vulnerable communities? How can you inspire them?
I would say to them that don't be intimidated by what has been thrown at you. You are quite intelligent. Use the negativity as a stepping block to move you forward, not to put you down. In life, always there will be people who will disbelieve in your ability, but also in life there will be people who also believe in your ability. So no matter what, you are smart, you can make it. If I did it, I'm not a special. I did my PhD in all age. I am not a special, I'm not even intelligent, but just a persistent, I pursue what I believe is right. So I'm just encouraging every single young person from the core community that just push through, you can make it.
Fabulous, Nat. And what about women?
With the women, women are always like they are. It's almost like they're the one who give. You know, they always give. They barely they take. And for all the women, I would encourage them that there's nothing called it's too late to speak up. It's not too late to pursue something you would like to do. And it's not too late to become an inspiration, even to inspire the younger generation, or even to stand with the community to end the FGMC, to end the FGMC as well. So I would just ask all the mothers to support their young generations, and together we can end the practice.
Thank you, Nat, for your sharing. You were so authentic and inspiring. I'd also encourage our audience to support this cause. And if you're free, join us on the 9th of March, our event. Our details are available on the New South Wales Education Program on FGMC's on Western Sydney Local Health District's website. You can also reach out to Multicultural Health Services at Western Sydney Local Health District. We look forward to hearing from you and working alongside our beautiful communities to enable them to thrive and also to learn from their resilience and strength.
Thank you for listening to Western Sydney Health Check. Stay tuned for more episodes soon. For more information, find us on social media by searching Western Sydney Local Health District, or check out our website, www.thepulse.org.au.